step down. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A Los Angeles city official embroiled in a controversy over coarse comments caught on tape plans to keep his seat.
Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin DeLeon tells Univision he will not resign over leaked audio of Latino officials making racist remarks while plotting to expand their political power. He says he is so sorry and wants to continue working on homelessness affecting his district. De Leon, fellow council member Gil Cedillo, former city council president Nuri Martinez, and former L.A. County Federation of Labor president Ron Herrera are heard in the 2021 recording. All have apologized. Herrera and Martinez resigned amid calls from political figures, including President Biden, for all involved to step down. The acting city council president removing De Leon and Cedillo from their committee assignments earlier this week. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
President Biden making it official today, announcing the release of more oil from the strategic reserve to bring down gas prices. The president says those reserves will be replenished.
The United States government is going to purchase oil to refill the strategic petroleum reserve when prices fall to $70 a barrel. That means oil companies can invest to ramp up production now.
President denying the move is political and urging Congress to pass permitting reform to allow for quicker approval of clean energy projects. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared martial law effective tomorrow on four regions of Ukraine annexed in a move the West has called illegal.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying that recently annexed territories will be offered the same protection as the Russian Federation. U.S. officials say Russia's allies like China and India should warn Putin against using nuclear weapons, as the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the move would be unlikely.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The parents of a teenager accused in a mass shooting last week in Raleigh, North Carolina, have apologized to the families of his victims.
Alan and Elise Thompson issuing a statement through their lawyer saying they didn't see any warning signs and they will fully cooperate with investigators. Their son, Austin Thompson, shot and killed his own older 16-year-old brother, an off-duty police officer, and three others. He remains hospitalized in critical condition following his arrest last Thursday night. It's not clear how the shooter himself was injured. No motive for the shooting reported so far. The Wake County prosecutor has said she will pursue adult charges against the suspect. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A Massachusetts woman is facing multiple assault and battery charges after police say she released a swarm of bees on a group of sheriff's deputies as they tried to serve an eviction notice. The Hampton County Sheriff's Department says deputies went to the home of Rory Woods in Longmeadow on the morning of October 12th and were met by protesters. Then they say Woods arrived in an SUV carrying beehives and started shaking the hives and broke the cover off one, causing hundreds of bees to swarm out. She was eventually arrested, but several other deputies were stung, including three who were allergic to bee stings. A major consumer products company is seeing signs of shoppers pulling back.
Procter & Gamble, the company that makes Tide, Gillette, Pampers, and many other brands, now sees a sales decline for its fiscal year. The stronger U.S. dollar erased gains for the recent quarter, making its products more expensive outside the U.S. P&G also says consumers' willingness and ability to pay ever more for staples is coming to an end, and retailers are stocking up less. P&G added thousands of employees to keep up with demand during the pandemic. Now it plans to return to pre-COVID levels of cost-cutting and trimming expenses.
Fox's Jenny Casola, though, the company says it doesn't plan any major layoffs. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.